Be seated, and if you would please turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to be looking at verses 19 through 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. If you're using the Bibles in front of you, you will find that on page 822. And God's Word says this: Have you been thinking all along that we have been defending ourselves to you? We have been speaking in the sight of God as those in Christ, and everything we do, dear friends, is for your strengthening. For I am afraid that when I come, I may not find you as I want you to be. You may not find me as you want me to be. I fear that there may be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, factions, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder. I'm afraid that when I come again, my God will humble me before you, and I will be grieved over many who have sinned earlier and not repented of the impurity, sexual sin, and debauchery in which they have indulged. Great passage of Scripture. God's Word is awesome and just hits us right where we need to hear it. And I pray that that passage will help you today, as the message will as well. God bless.
Thank you, Glass. This time we're going to have a special song from Julie McCrae. So, Julie, God bless you as you come to bring us what the Lord has laid on your heart. Wonderful. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like you to please open up to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. When I got home last evening from being at the Craker's home, I got ready for bed and went to bed. And as I was laying there and praying and thinking, I just couldn't get to sleep. And I felt that the Lord was directing me a different direction this morning. And so I have decided I will obey the Lord. And the other message we can do another time, but this is one of those moments when I feel ill-prepared. I like having the whole week to get my thoughts together, not the whole night. I just couldn't help but go over in my mind the many people within our congregation who over the past couple of years have really suffered so many different types of things. And so I want us as a family today to take a moment and to think about all of the things that have touched us. I'm going to be asking you as well. But when I just look at just the last 6 weeks, we have lost in this church three men who were a vital part of our church, and every one of them being the patriarch of their families. And now these families have been touched by someone else having to pick up the mantle. And I can't help but think of the Smith family when Dick passed away. And then the Northrop family with the passing of Gaylord. And now with the Craker family as Lawrence has gone home. As I began to think about that, I thought, well, you know what? There's so many other types of things as well. When you look at the Carbaugh family or the Marsh family with what that horrible accident that Alan was in, and although that is coming together, still a tremendous amount of grief and suffering that takes place, not just with Alan, but with the family. And how it behooves us to pray one for another and to lift one another up and to comfort one another as best as we can. And, you know, and then also there have been those who have gone through just terrible things with job losses and physical issues with surgeries and all of that kind of stuff. And every one of those changes in life produces an amount of grief. And we can draw strength from one another and encouragement from one another. But we should never, ever, ever forget who is the great comforter. God is the one who draws very, very close. And He is the one who carries us through those very difficult circumstances. And I just want to remind us that, you know, that there is comfort available. When we're going through a terrible tragedy or any kind of a life change that produces an unsettledness within us, we need to remember that there is a God who brings comfort. And He wants to avail Himself to us and to help us as we go through very difficult circumstances. Isaiah chapter 40, the first verse, is what just kept coming to my heart and to my mind through the night. And it's a very simple verse. Israel has been through another war. There have been amazing things that have gone on. And God has just worked miracles and done great things. But there's a lot of people that are hurting. And these words God declared in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. It reads like this: "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God." Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. The Apostle Paul told us that we bring comfort, we bring encouragement when we pray one for another. And so this morning, this is what we're going to be doing. And so I'm going to ask you to stand in some areas. Not everybody's going to stand at once, all right? I'm not asking that kind of thing. But I wonder if there are those here this morning who, over the past couple of years, have had a significant family member, individual in their life who has passed away. And maybe the grief at times has just been kind of overwhelming. I'm going to ask you to please stand, because we want to have, as a family, we want to have prayer for you. And so if you're here and you have lost someone significant, I guess it doesn't have to be within the last couple of years, but if you've lost someone that has just been a significant individual to you and you still kind of go through periods of grief, would you please stand? Look, folks, this can be a moment of healing. It can be a moment of comfort. And for these who are standing, I want us as a body to pray. And so let's ask God to bring them, each one of them, a great touch of comfort from His hand. And so let's pray for these who are standing. Our precious Heavenly Father, we come before You right now, And Lord, as you look down at this congregation, you are able to not only see the individuals who are standing, but you're able to see into the individuals. You know the level of hurt, the level of disappointment, the level of pain that they're going through. And Lord, you are the one who has the solution for all of that. Father, there is no doubt in my mind that of these standing, there are moments of loneliness and disappointment, moments of pain, perhaps even moments of anger, as grief has touched their lives in so many ways and with significant people in their lives. And Lord, I'm going to ask that you would dispense the Comforter himself, the Holy Spirit, to minister to each of their hearts. And that, Father, as a body, you would use all of us to be able to bring comfort and encouragement to these who are hurting. Father, part of being family is being able to bear one another's burdens and to pray one for another. It's a great responsibility, but it's an amazing privilege. So, Lord, we ask for your spirit of comfort to rest upon each and every one of these that are standing. Father, some have been touched very recently. The Eddy family has been touched very recently. The Northrop family has been touched very recently. Father, the Craker family and the Smith family. Father, each of them, the wounds are just so fresh. And they just need to have that comfort from your Spirit wash over them. And so, Lord, we place them in your hands and pray for your help, for your strength, for your encouragement, and for your blessing to be upon them. Now, Lord, honor them with your presence and with your healing. And Lord, we'll give you strength. We'll give you praise. We'll give you glory as you give us strength. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Perhaps there are some here today, and I'm certain that there are, that have suffered perhaps not the grief of the loss of a loved one, but a significant moment that has impacted you in a very difficult way. Perhaps it's been a loss of a job, perhaps some type of a broken relationship where your heart has just felt like it's been ripped. I don't want to put a handle on it, but you're going through some really difficult moments. I think we would be wise to pray for you as well. And so I'm going to ask you, and I'm not going to embarrass anyone and ask them to tell us what it is. We just need to know that we need to pray for you. And so if you're here and you have experienced that kind of thing, I'd like you to please stand so we can have a word of prayer for you. Once again, you can see that there are many in this congregation who have been touched with difficult moments, and they just need our prayers. And so let's ask God to intercede for them and to bless them. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, We lift these who are standing. We lift them up before you. Lord, it's difficult when we have disappointments and discouragements in life. But Jesus, you know all about that. You know the disappointments that come about when people walk away from you. As even your disciples walked away while you hung there for them and for all of us. Lord, you know the disappointments of those who reject you or your principles. And Father, some of these who are standing here have family members, friends, that have rejected you. And that's a part of them that's being hurt as well. And so we're asking you to bring them healing and hope and encouragement to continue to pray and to continue to lift up these who have just kind of walked away. Father, there are those who are just searching, who are standing here. There have been job issues, those types of things. And in this world today, Lord, there's so many uncertainties. But in you, there are all certainties. And so we're going to ask you, Lord, to intervene in them and to rebuild them and to renew them and to restore them and in their hope and Father, in their passions. Lord, help them, each and every one, to just be encouraged and to not give up hope, to not give up faith, but to push forward and to push onward and to just be filled with amazing, amazing hope. And Lord, we'll give you thanks as you open up great doors of opportunity for their circumstances, whatever those might be. And so Lord, comfort them with all comfort that only comes from your hand. And Father, we'll thank you for that. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. There is comfort available through the person of Jesus Christ. There is comfort available through the love of God. And actually, there is comfort available from family and your spiritual family. This next one gets a little more personal. But I wonder if there's anyone here who has a loved one or they themselves have received news that has been devastating. And you're just kind of struggling. Perhaps a loved one has received news that C word shows up, you know. They've got cancer. And it doesn't look like there's any hope. Or perhaps you're dealing with a loved one or a friend who is entering into a period of dementia. Perhaps a loved one or a friend who is suffering from Alzheimer's or just kind of beginning to lose that grip and you're in that process of saying that long goodbye, that even though they're here, you're in that moment of watching them slip away. We need to pray for one another when those types of things come on. And so if you have received that kind of news for yourself, for a loved one, I'm going to ask you to please stand. And we want to pray that God would bring comfort and encouragement to these circumstances as well. So if you'd like to stand. Folks, these are difficult times. Extremely difficult. But God is more than able to bring us hope, to bring us strength. So let's pray for these who are standing. Once again, Father, we bring to you each of these who are standing. And Lord, I pray that the great comforter of all comforters, the Holy Spirit Himself, would rest upon them and give them hope. Father, I pray that you would just settle in on these relationships and the circumstances. And Father, that you would move in miraculous ways. If there are these standing who need a physical touch from you, then Lord, we place them in your hands and we ask you to bring great healing and comfort. Lord, if they are standing on behalf of someone else as an intercessor before you, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just bring them comfort as they stand on behalf of another. And that, Lord, each of them might be filled with hope, with peace that only you can bring. And so, Father, bless them, each and every one, and those for whom they are standing. Now, Lord, give us great comfort. Help us as a body to earnestly and sincerely keep these in our hearts and in our minds and to offer up prayer. For all hope comes through prayer. And Father, we'll give you praise. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The last one that I wanted to bring is perhaps there's someone in your life, someone you know, who doesn't know the Lord. And you're deeply concerned for them because they just seem to be going further and further away. And you would like to bring them to the Lord and just ask Him to intercede and to intervene in their lives and bring them to a place of hope. And a place of submission before Christ. And so if you have, perhaps it's a child, perhaps it's a parent, perhaps it's a sibling, maybe it's a next door neighbor, who knows? But there's somebody that is a great burden to your heart for their spiritual condition. I'm going to ask you to stand. And let's take these before the Lord as well. Let's lift up these lost ones before the Lord. Our gracious Father, as a group that is standing here right now, we are indicating to you that there are those that we know and that we have a burden for who don't know you. And Lord, we know that at the end of this life, if they don't come to that position of faith, We know that they have nothing to look forward to but suffering and torment. But Lord, we know that it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so we know that we have your will when we bring all of these that we are representing, we bring them before you. Because, Lord, you love them. And you don't want to see them perish. But you want them to find life and to find peace and hope. And, Father, I pray that each one who's standing here today would never lose that burden for those lost ones, that they would never lose that passion for those lost ones, and that they would never give up hope for those lost ones. For we believe, Father, that all things are possible with you. And so we're going to ask you to, even from this very moment, to begin to speak to the hearts of those that are being represented by our standing today. Father, give them life. Change them from their lost condition. Bring them into the family. Bring them great hope. And Lord, we pray that the enemy would be defeated, and that he would be bound, and that he would be removed far away from those whom we're representing, and that these who are being represented, your Holy Spirit instead would speak to them and bring them to a moment of salvation. Father, we're going to rejoice in you, and we're going to rejoice as you move and minister in these lives. Thank you, Father, for a burden for the lost. Now give us opportunity. Keep us committed to prayer. And keep us focused upon you. And we'll give you thanks. And we'll give you praise. For it's in the awesome and the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I realize this is not the general type of a service that we do. I understand that. But as people, we go through tremendous moments of hurt and disappointment, discouragement. There come those times when we just want to throw in the towel. And then there come those times when we just feel blessed and we feel encouraged. And we feel the nurture of God as He pours Himself into us and over us, and He blesses those that are important to us. I want to encourage you to pray. Don't give up. Pray. When everything looks hopeless, pray. When there's nothing left that you can do, pray. When it seems as though there's no answer on the way, or no one has answered the way that you think they should, pray. Because God can do all things. He can help. He can encourage. He can comfort. Comfort, oh, comfort my people, says your God. I pray that you are comforted with all comfort from God. That you are filled with all peace and joy. And that as you interact with one another, I pray that God would bring a blessing to each. And that as a family, that each of us would take seriously our position of hope and our promise. You know, when we entered into this relationship as a church, we promised to pray for one another. Because that fulfills the Word of God. We promised to encourage one another. For that fulfills the Word of God. We promised to help one another. And that fulfills the will of God. We didn't promise to devour one another, for that goes contrary to the will of God. So I pray that each and every one of us might be filled with all hope. And now, may the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit rest and abide upon you and fill you with all hope and joy in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.